I want you to be full of joy. But God wants you to be full of joy way more than I want you to be full of joy, right? We're not meant to go through this life all angsty and angry and concerned, right? We're meant to be full of joy. So I want to talk about joy tonight because it's all over the Easter season. Because it's the core of our faith. Someone who has met the risen Lord, someone who really believes in Jesus Christ, someone who has actually met him and knows him, cannot but be joyful. It's all over the scriptures. St. Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Jesus says it. We go to the highest authority. What does he say? He says, I've told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. Now, even in today's readings, right, what was the psalm response that we just prayed? What was the response? Let all the earth. Yeah, let all the earth cry out to God with concern, with angst, with anxiety, with desperation. No, let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. The liturgy for today, this is the prayer over the offerings that you'll hear in a few minutes. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that we may always find delight in these paschal mysteries so that the renewal constantly at work within us may be the cause of our unending joy. And then after that, you're going to hear this in the Eucharistic preface, all right? The preface is the prayer right before we get into the specific Eucharistic prayer. Every single one, there's five of them for Easter. I get to pick whatever one I want of those five. Every single one finishes this way. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim, holy, holy, holy Lord, right? Overcome with paschal joy. I like that phrase. I've been sitting with it all Easter season long because we erect obstacles to joy. Sometimes that's our sins, but so often, my friends, it's our worries and our anxieties and our lack of trust in God. And we build up these high walls and Jesus is like, nope, I'm overcoming that. I am going to overcome your obstacles with my joy, with paschal joy, with joy that comes from the resurrection. If we let him, right? Because we can resist it. It's amazing. Why we would do that, I don't know. That we can do it, certainly, because God doesn't force himself or his joy on anyone. Joy, my friends. I want to get into the reading for tonight from the first reading. It was Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8. I'm going to go backwards. This is the last line of the reading for today. There was great, what's the word? Joy in that city. There was great joy in that city. Why was there great joy in that city? Because the gospel had been preached. And what does that look like? Unclean spirits were cast out. Paralyzed and crippled people were cured. And the gospel had been preached and proclaimed. That's why there was joy. Because what Jesus did when he was walking the earth, now he sent someone to do. And that someone did that and it brought joy. Okay? Well, why did he go? First of all, who was it? Well, it was a real person named Philip. It was one of the 11. God loves to use people to accomplish his purposes. Philip had choices, but he chose to proclaim the gospel with freedom, with passion, with zeal, and in the power of the Holy Spirit. To do exactly what Jesus did. He proclaimed the gospel. He cast out demons, and he cured the sick. And it brought joy to people. Philip was necessary for that to happen. Just like, my friend, you and I are necessary for God's joy to break into the world in this time, in 2021, in the midst of the deeply concerning pandemic, which, yes, has been hard. And someone might say, well, knock it off with the pious platitudes. There is real suffering in the world. And I'm like, well, I'm not done preaching yet. Because I'm not talking about happiness. And I'm not talking about the superficiality that absolutely defines our culture. I'm talking about joy. Why did Philip go to this town to proclaim the gospel and do the work of God? Well, he got there because, if you know the story, a certain man named Stephen proclaimed the gospel with passion and power in Jerusalem. And as he proclaimed the gospel, he stirred up great anger in the religious leaders there. And so they took him out of the city and they picked up stones and they killed him. And then, here's the first line from tonight's reading. There broke out a severe persecution of the church in Jerusalem, and all were scattered. The reason this reading finishes with great joy in that city where Philip went goes right back to a persecution, not just any type of persecution, a severe persecution of the church. Stephen was martyred, he was killed, and they were killing other people, and so the Christians had to scatter. And isn't it amazing that that is directly connected to the joy that is brought to other people? Because that's how it is. See, joy isn't happiness. Happiness is superficial and is so dependent on the circumstances of life. But joy is rooted in the Lord. And to be rooted in the Lord isn't just to be rooted in the resurrection, it's to be rooted also in the cross. Jesus says it straight up. If you want to be my disciple, deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow me. That persecution that looked like awful suffering, because it was awful suffering, allowed the church to spread. And it sent forth people like Philip to bring the joy of the Lord to new places. That's why joy is so much deeper than mere happiness. And that's why joy can't be really found in people who want easy lives. Joy is found in people who have met Jesus Christ and who follow him, who aren't afraid of the cost of following Jesus Christ, who realize that Jesus is the Lord, which means he should be Lord of every area of one's life. And because he's Lord of every area of one's life, he can make absolute demands on us, on those who follow him. But those demands are always for our good. Sometimes, and necessarily, they involve sufferings. Jesus says, you're going to face trouble in this world. He goes, in this world you'll have trouble. But then he says, but be of good cheer, or some translations say, but rejoice, for I have overcome the world. That's what we're invited into, okay? So, Easter season, yeah, joy. You're made for it. How do you get it? You give your life entirely to Jesus Christ. Entirely. You take up the cross when he asks you to. You even find joy in the suffering. And you can. That's not an easy grace, but you can. Because you're living through him and with him and in him, in deep union with the Lord, even in your suffering, and that's the reason you can have joy. And nobody can take that joy away. No circumstances from the outside world can take that joy away, because you're with your Lord, who is the cause of our unending joy. Again, Jesus, I tell you this so that my joy might be in you, the joy of God himself, and that your joy may be complete. So my friends, ask the Lord to give you his joy, because that is what you were made for.